About 120 people gathered at the Tantramar Civic Center Tuesday evening to ask questions of Horizon Health CEO Margaret Melanson and members of her management team. Memram Cook Tantramar MLA Megan Mitten organized the event and started off by commenting on the energy in the room.
I will say that tonight feels different than February 2020, right before the pandemic, when the former CEO Karen McGraw did show up and tell us that the plan was to purposefully close the ER to move acute care beds away. And I know a lot of you showed up in different ways and sometimes in the streets to push back on that, and many people have been organizing ever since. It does feel different because that plan was for it to be permanent. Some of those things have happened, but they are meant to be temporary. And I know that the folks here are going to speak to this, and the plan is to bring those services back. And so we need to guarantee that happens. But it does feel different, even though there's a lot of work left to do.
Melanson shared some updates on the hospital front, including the recent hiring of an anesthesiologist to cater to surgeries happening in the one functioning Sackville operating room, and also some progress on the emergency room front.
We have a new emergency department physician who will be starting soon. And this is great progress, as we do have the plan to be restoring your emergency department services on a 24/7 basis. And I want to make sure you're aware of that.
There were plenty of applause, but also some emotional and challenging comments and questions from people sharing experiences of 14-hour offload delays at the Moncton Hospital, not knowing where to go for referrals to specialists without having an active primary care provider, and those concerned over losing access to family doctors and pediatricians. Dr. Richard LeMay, Director of Primary Care in Moncton and Miramichi regions, talked a bit about the plans for a temporary primary care clinic in Sackville to help take on the highest need patients that will be losing their doctors this summer after two doctors close their practices.
Our first task is really to try to mitigate the fact that those two practices are closing and offer something in September. While we have somebody that committed to working two full days a week for us as a physician, so while we have that secure, we have committed to offer at least 3 days a week to start with, but build to get to 4 or 5 days, so that we're working on that right now. So it's in my priority to get that going with Dr. Comstock and Dr. Enright to make sure you still have services in September. At the same time, we're working on the medium to long-term plan, I would say, to get you a more permanent home where you would go in and get multiple services. We're talking about mental health, other kinds of clinics, but when you would be attached to a home and not necessarily to a provider. So if a provider, a physician, or NP leaves or is not there that day, at least you're attached to the home, the patient medical home, where you could get still services. You have a place to go. So we have been working on that for a while. We hope within the next year to have that into place. That's our hope. But in August, we'll have a clear step-by-step plan on how we will get there.
LeMay is responsible for community health centers like the Port Elgin Clinic, which works with one nurse practitioner. Straight Shores Mayor Jason Stokes was in the audience on Tuesday and asked about it.
Anybody that lives in Straight Shores areas knows that clinic's very important. Could that be expanded some to perhaps another nurse practitioner or whatnot? Because anybody that lives in our area knows you can't get in there. You haven't been able to get in there for 10 years. And it's hard to travel when you're in a small area like ours.
You're talking about the Port Elgin.
Yes.
Yes. So right now we have a position posted, a nurse practitioner position, I think. And our colleagues from the talent acquisition are trying to push people to apply for that position. So it's posted at the moment. Yeah, I'm confirming it, yeah.
That's Horizon's Dr. Richard LeMay confirming that Horizon is now officially looking for another full-time nurse practitioner to work at the busy Port Elgin Health Center. Dr. Jody Enright is medical director for the Moncton area and started off addressing some of the changes that have been made to how Sackville doctors operate.
So hospice has always been part of what a family doctor does. See your patients in the morning, go to your office, and then, you know, field questions throughout the day, go back at the end of the day. The model is not really seen anywhere else in Canada anymore. Even primary care is it's sort of subspecializing. And so while many family doctors, myself included, still offer hospitalist care, we're starting to see that some folks just want to offer hospitalist care, or some folks just want to work in the community. And so it's not a one-size-fits-all anymore where you expect somebody to come and do everything. And in Sackville, they used to work in Emerge, they used to do their hospital, they used to work in their community, all of them. And it's really hard to find that kind of candidate these days. So we've made some changes with how things run at the hospital in order to improve our recruitment efforts.
That's Horizons Medical Director for the Moncton area, Dr. Jody Enright. Later, Melanson addressed a question about the retention of doctors and possible issues with how doctors are treated in the Horizon system.
You've talked about recruitment. What about retention? All right, there have been several doctors who have left the system that I know of in the last 4 or 5 years because, all right, their claim, to be blunt, is that they aren't being treated properly by Horizon.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I can begin to answer your question, and then I'll turn it over to Dr. Enright. I will say that overall retention of our physicians as well as all of our staff is one of our key priorities at this time. And you're right. Over the years, we have had individuals leave because they have been burned out or perhaps feeling disengaged. Or you're right, worse perhaps that the organization did not appreciate them or respect the care that they were providing. And we are very much in the midst of changing that. And so we have, I will say, a very concerted plan toward retention, looking at how can we engage with individuals, how can we ensure we're listening, how can we ensure that we're following up. For our nursing staff, we are moving toward self-scheduling so people can have far more flexibility in their schedules to be able to meet their own work-life responsibilities. And I will say, overall, providing feedback where we can, if we hear of any concerns as well. If we do hear of anyone who is leaving, we invite everyone to what we're calling an exit interview so they can give us feedback that will help us to improve, but as well having stay interviews. So for people that are with us, how are things going? And to be able to follow up quickly if there is an issue that perhaps we're not aware of that is affecting someone's life. But overall, I will tell you, and then I'll turn it to Dr. Enright, that our commitment is that Horizon will be an employer of choice. That is absolutely our commitment for physicians as well as for all of our staff. And I will say we have a number of different initiatives that are gauged toward this, as well as monitoring how our employees are feeling about their work environment.
A number of local officials were in attendance at Tuesday's meeting, including Mayor Andrew Black, CAO Jennifer Bourne, and a number of town councillors. Councillor Michael Tower chimed in to ask Melanson a long-standing question about the ability for ambulances to cross the border into Nova Scotia and vice versa. Melanson did have an answer, though it wasn't good news for Tantramar residents.
Because there's such an offload time in Moncton sometimes, why aren't we working with Nova Scotia saying, they haven't got a backup, let's not send that ambulance to Moncton, let's send it to Amherst. Because people in Sackville sometimes, well, I can't go to Sackville, so do I go to Moncton? No, I'll go to Amherst. And they work very well over there with us and pass the information back. Why can't we do that here?
I can tell you that we have had conversations about that. And the reason is that even though both are overall under Medivie, Medivie manages ambulance service in Nova Scotia as well as in New Brunswick, they are two totally separate entities. And at this point in time, I will be quite honest, we have not received the agreement that we can have that cross-border management, as you've just mentioned. That's our desire as well, and we raised that several months ago. And we have not received approval, and this is with Medivie Ambulance Services between New Brunswick and Nova Scotia in an agreement to do that.
That's Horizon CEO Margaret Melanson answering a question on Tuesday night at the Tantramar Civic Center, where about 120 people gathered for a Future of Our Healthcare meeting organized by MLA Megan Mitten. You can hear the full audio recording of the meeting on the CHMA website. Check chmafm.com later today.